Hello, this is Policy Q.
Hi, yes. Are you a businessman?
Excuse me? I'm not a businessman. I am a business. I am a businessman.
Welcome to the I Am a Business radio show. Your hosts, this is
Paolo CQ
and Cassandra Lee. Together we are the Power Couple.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Paolo CQ here.
Cassandra Lee, and together we are the Power Couple.
Welcome to I Am a Business show. I'm not a businessman.
I am a business man.
Right, so baby, what are we going to be talking about on today's phenomenal, awesome, crazy, cool show today?
Man, I just love the picture of this baby in the background. Doesn't that baby look so desperate? Look like it's ready for some milk. Looks like it's ready to be burped, right? So we have this baby in the background, and we put, man, today's topic is how to get sales without looking so desperate. Without looking so desperate, man. I think this is totally important. I feel like the screen's cutting off my head a little bit, so I'm going to just move it just a tad. But, you know, those of you who are watching us live on the I Am a Business show, we just want to welcome you. What's up? You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, Vimeo, say hey. No, I'm just kidding.
SoundCloud,
iTunes, Podomatic, all of our audiences all over the world. We are just so excited to have you here today
Thank you. Thank you for spending 20 minutes, 30 minutes with us on today's awesome day.
Yeah, absolutely, on this show. You know, I mean, I just love the fact that you guys show up, because that's what it's about, man. So, you know, I think that this is a huge topic. I get this all the time, you know. You know, how do I just sell without looking so salesy, you know? How do I sell without being annoying, right? You know, all of these things that a lot of people in this industry struggle with, you know? And I just think you need to get comfortable with asking for money.
Yeah, you do. Give me your money. Yeah, you do got to get comfortable with asking for money. You know, actually, I remember when I first got started that, you know, I think one of the biggest mistakes that we did when we got started is, you know, I think that we were kind of like under this aura or the assumption that if, you know, if we just somehow just spam all of our friends, right, they're all going to buy one day, right? And, you know, even though that was a good approach and it helped us take massive action, it was a wrong approach, right? So let's make a difference here. This is the difference between, you know, the type of person who, well, I'm just going to act like, you know, like I have a lot of sales coming in, so therefore I'm not going to even attempt to try to even talk to the person or even follow back with the person, because I want to be perceived as someone who's making a lot of money. And then there's a difference between that and a difference between someone who's actually, you know, actually who's just being spammy, who's just not solving any problems. Like, it's annoying when you're not solving any problems, right?
Yeah.
When you're not giving any value, you're not solving any problems. It's annoying, right?
Right.
But the thing is that when you're solving problems, right, You got to go.
You got people, right?
So
look, right? This is what I say, you know. You have to have some type of balance.
Yeah,
there's one thing, there's a difference between being the king and queen of follow-up and being a spammy, freaking, you know, salesy, annoying, like a person, amateur, I should say, you know, because a lot of people in this industry, that's what they come across as. Like, they just come across as these amateurs of just.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna write something.
Please don't write anything.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Go to the end of the book.
Okay. Thank you. I'm getting ideas here, and I gotta write them down.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck? What kind of pen? Oh.
It looks like a regular pencil, a wooden pencil. It's actually a lead pencil. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, man, there's a balance to this, right? And when we first got started, we had to teach ourselves this balance, because we were the people when we first got started in this industry, and hey, holla at me in the comments below or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. Holla at me if you agree with this, if this was once you, okay? Because if this was once you, then you know what I'm talking about, right? We were the type of people where we would be sitting, right, and we would be like, all right, let's go ahead, let's market, you know, our business, right? Let's market our business. And we would go out there and we would spam the world. It was ridiculous. we would spam the world. You know, hey, go ahead, click here, check this out, this is awesome, check this out. But it was nothing of value. You know, everything that we actually tell people to click on now is valuable. But before, it was about the product. Hey, check out this shake. It's pretty damn sexy.
Features and benefits and benefits and features.
All
and
the facts. Look, remember this. Ready? Facts tell. Story sell. Okay?
Right? Come
facts
on. Tell, get to the heart. Get to the heart, man. Penetrate your heart.
Yo, I learned this stuff, man, and now whenever I hear somebody tell me the facts about what this product can do and all this other stuff,
you know
who
are like that? Man, Samsung customers, right?
No.
No, I'm serious.
Hey,
no,
if
no,
you're a Samsung lover, go for it.
Look, this is the difference between someone who tells a lot of, you know, facts and all that stuff, which in reality don't even make a difference. I personally don't think so, right? And then somebody who actually you know, leads with the vision, leads with solving problems, leads with... with you know, just emotion, right? A strong why.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, look, listen. You got iPhone and you got Samsung Galaxy, right?
Yeah.
And if you ever see the commercials, right? One of them happens to always be talking about the features and benefits and right and this and that and this. You press this button and you got 40 widgets and you press this button, you teleport, right? And then, then the other one is more focused and more driven on their why.
On their creativity,
right? So, I mean, I think that's the difference between, you know, look, I mean, I'm an iPhone person, right? And for whatever reason you might be, it's all really their why. It's the reason why they're so attractive.
It
connects to you, right? Samsung, on the other hand, talks about features and benefits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It doesn't connect with me. Does it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, you know, I think that's just opinion as well, you know. But hey, look, this is something that's valid truth. You ready?
Oh my God. I feel like someone punched me in my eye for something.
It was me, baby.
No, I'm
just
kidding. Did you really?
No, I didn't.
No, it really hurts like someone punched me in
my eye. No, listen, okay? This is valid truth, okay? No one cares about your business or product. They care about what it could potentially do for them.
Yeah, yeah, like...
Bam! Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did they get it, baby?
Okay, so, for example, right? Let's say I'm talking to someone, right? And you know, I ask them what, you know, if I'm going to go out there and just pitch them, right? Not even understanding or listening, right? Not listening to what they actually want, right? Because she said, people don't care about what you tell them. They don't care about the compensation plan. They don't care about anything. The only thing they care about is what can this product potentially do for me? What can this opportunity... I'm sorry.
I love you.
I love you too. What can this opportunity do for me, okay? And if you're not listening, you're not asking the right questions, like, you know, so a good question would be, what's the number one motivating factor of why you decided, you know, why would you want to get into something like this? Or why would you want to make that amount of money, right? What's the number one
motivating factor?
You listen to what they're telling you.
And you
then
build off of
you
that.
You build off of that.
You
and
just build.
You build the whole wrapper, the whole gift, the whole opportunity, your business, your product. Talking about that, you're really good at this because you made $1,000 in like in 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah, doing exactly what he
mentioned.
Why
don't you share that?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
That?
I mean, look, I'm going to share with you what not to do, and I'm going to share with you what to do so you cannot have that baby face on your face when you're trying to make a sale. Can you buy? Please? Please buy for me, right? I love that face. Anyway.
Hey, but I think that face is better than having, like, you just taking no action, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at least you're going after it, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so look, here's what not to do. Man, check this out. You gotta taste this. This is amazing. Go ahead, check this out.
Gosh, leave me alone.
No, oh my goodness. Look, I'm having a couple people over. You know, this guy who is just amazing. He's made like, you know, X amount of dollars. You gotta meet him. Tons of people are gonna be there. You gotta come through.
Ah, man, really? Dude, is this one
man,
of
man, check out this product. It's the healthiest. Ain't nobody got
dude,
into
stop. Look, you came. Look, listen, stop, man. I'm
man,
not,
but the compensation.
No, I don't care, man.
No, the vision.
Look, can you listen to me for a second? Look, that's not even what I want.
The CEO, bro.
Dude, you're not my friend anymore.
All right, you see what I'm saying? So you start talking about everything about that company, the CEO, their vision, you know, the products, how great they are compared to everything else, you know, just all these things. Which,
dude, look, you know
no
what,
one
we,
cares
what
about.
We used to do? I don't know about you. I used to study. I used to study like.
That was you.
Why did it sound like?
Like it went longer, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a message versus a Facebook.
Wow, that was really strange. Yeah. Anyways, it was like, ding. I was like, something happened with my eardrum. Anyways, go ahead. Anyways, like, I remember when I got started, right? I thought that I had to know everything. So I'd study the product. I study the vitamins. I study the doctors. I study the CEO's favorite color and this. And look, honestly, none of that even matters, man. Honestly, that stuff is boring.
That was
who
a good
the
one.
Heck cares about that?
That was
what?
A good one. The CEO's favorite color.
Yeah, like, who cares about that, right? No, seriously. Look, honestly, we used to get punished, right? Like, we were, like, when we started, when we were involved in network, like, we used to do home events or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, there came a point where they didn't want, I don't know about her, because maybe they thought she was pretty, but they didn't want me to do home events anymore, because I would never follow the presentation.
Yeah, he would just not talk about
the talk about that. I didn't care about
it. I remember he
it.
Finished one, and then somebody came up to him and was like, hey, man, that was great, that was great. You need to talk about the product more. And man, with what we've learned in this industry,
forget about the product, dude.
Man, forget about
who
it.
Cares
I know
about
we
it?
Understand that that's what you're selling, but look, people will buy into you first before they
yes,
buy into
yes,
the actual
yes,
product.
Yes, yes.
They don't really care about the product
look,
at first. It's something that they will be interested in wanting to know all the facts about the moment they decide to get in, the moment they become the sale.
Look,
but look,
look, and another thing is you have to identify the problems that they have. Look, some
yeah.
of the problems that they have. They have no idea that your products and services can even solve them. So your job is to not just identify what the problem is by listening and then sharing with them how that can help them, but at the same time opening them up into another realm of how the product can actually affect all these different areas in their life. So let me give you an example, right? Today I was talking to someone, I was talking to a lovely lady, right?
Yeah, I'm so thirsty.
Yeah, go for it, right? I was talking to a lovely lady and you know, she looked at the business as strictly a business opportunity, right? She actually is in business, and she runs a child care service, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, she's getting a lot older, okay?
Again.
That's
check
right.
out. It's a text message.
Yeah, it is a text message. I gotta put this damn phone on vibration or something. Hey, Jordan, where's your link for the meeting? Okay, cool. So I gotta get on a meeting pretty soon, right? But anyways, right? So she, you know, she thought it was just a business opportunity type deal, right?
Right.
So anyways, so whatever the case is, right, then I realized that she's in business, she's getting a lot older, so she can't no longer actually be running around with the kids, so she's getting more into the another position of hiring and more of a marketing the business. And I
right.
said, hey, look, Mary, you have no idea, but look, you're actually going to be getting three things for one. You're not only going to get the additional income that you want, right, but according to what you've just shared with me, you also seem like you're moving into the marketing side of your business, right? And guess what? You're actually going to get the information here instead of having to pay a third-party expert, which is going to charge you a ridiculous amount of money to do the same thing you can probably learn here, and you can do it over and over again, right?
Man.
And then when I was telling her, she was like, oh.
Oh, snap. This wow. is for
and
me.
And then the next problem that she had was, well, man, I wish I can charge like I used to charge, but I'm just not living in the same neighborhood that I used to live. And I said, well, Mary, what's well, so I said, Mary, well, hey, if you start making $2,000 to $3,000 a month, don't you think that would allow you to move out of that neighborhood and move to an upscale neighborhood where you can go back to start charging $3,000 a month? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, the problem solved then. Notice how I solved way more problems because I listened and then I identified and then I try to help her realize that this is helping even other areas of her life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you're awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
That's cool. So,
hey, look, this is what he
that
did,
is
man.
Cool.
He basically made the sale her solution, right? The sale wasn't, hey, the system. The sale was, ready? Learn how to market for your daycare. The sale was, learn how to make money so you can move out and move to a better place. That's what he sold. And when you learn to stop selling your damn product and start selling what people want, you will no longer call it your builder package, your starter kit, your whatever, you know, whatever. You'll call it person wanting to lose weight, person looking for financial freedom, whatever it is that they want. So let me tell you what to do as we wrap this show up. You ready, baby?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want
absolutely.
You to role play with me. Ready? So
let's,
turn that off for a second.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, ready? So I get on a phone call, right? Now I'm going to show you exactly how to get the sale without looking so dang desperate like that beautiful baby. No, I don't like it. I think he's going, the baby's like, please.
Oh, okay.
Please. I want your money. Oh, my God. If
yo,
you thought that was the best part of the show, hashtag Paolo being a baby.
Hey, honestly, I actually...
Baby Paolo. No,
when
baby Paolo.
When we are not getting recorded or I'm not doing anything that requires this kind of stuff, I do talk like that sometimes.
No, he's a real weirdo.
I'm very weird.
Anyway, so let's do this thing. Let's give you the value, right?
Cool, awesome.
I am a business show Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us at the Cassandra Lee at Bowel.c.q.
Thank you. Look, all right. Listen, I gotta fix that.
Like, it's alright, man. Show. You're cool. All right, cool. Okay, here we go.
Ah, I'm sorry.
This guy's something else, man.
All right, let's go.
Okay, for real. You literally came up with that right now. Anyway, okay, let's be serious. All right,
what are we doing? Come on.
We just did a handshake for those of you just listening. Anyway.
Okay, cool.
All right, so let's say I get on a call with this guy and I go, okay, hey man, what's up? This is Cassandra Lee. What's your name?
Let me just, I'm sorry, let me just quickly pick up.
Fast. I was about to do the solution
hey,
here.
Hey, what's going on, Jordan? This is Bottle here speaking. Yeah, not a problem. We're actually going to be wrapping up the show. We're doing a show, actually. So once we're done shooting the show, then I'll send you the link and we'll get on the new members orientation. So for now, I want you to just get a notebook out. And just make sure you just wait by the Facebook chat group. I'm going to be sending a link there. You click on that, and it's going to take you to a hangout where we're going to be able to see each other's face, and then we're going to get started at 6:15, okay? Yeah. All right. Which is 4:15 your time. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So, all right, so let's go right back to it. By the way, you know, I know he just took a phone call. It's all good, right?
Hey, you gotta take action.
Okay, so
I'm
listen.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. So let's say, right, baby, let's say, let's get on this phone call, right? So, hey, my name is Cassandra Lee. What's up? What's your name?
My name is Paolo CQ.
You're on the phone. I'm not going to handshake you.
Oh, that's right. My name is Paolo.
Oh, nice to meet you, Paolo. Now, I'm calling you because I see you just got started or you showed an interest here. And, you know, I really want to be able to help you understand what it is you're about to get involved with and what you're going to be doing and how I'm going to guide you to getting the success and the goals that you're looking to acquire here.
Yeah.
But before I can do that, Paolo, I really need to know what it is that you actually want. You know, tell me something. What is it that you're looking for income-wise to create within the next 90 days?
Well, I'm looking to probably make, like, my first, you know, $90,000 in on the internet.
You're looking to make $90,000
yeah.
within 90 days on the internet?
Yeah, I believe I can do it.
Awesome. What's $90,000 going to do for you that you don't currently have?
Well, damn. Well, right now I don't even have money to pay the bills too much. You know, wife is getting on me. I'm you know, her birthday was just last week, and I messed that one up. Now Christmas is coming. You know, I'm just tired of not having the money to really uphold my responsibility as a man.
Okay, so you mentioned a few things there, you know, that you know, money's tight, you don't have the money to kind of do the things that you want, surprise your wife for her birthday, you know, get the gifts you truly desire for Christmas, right? And then just, you know, have money, period, to do the things that you want to do. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. How does it make you feel that you cannot do those things?
Oh, man. You see? Right there. Makes me not feel so good.
I mean, you also mentioned that you don't feel like a man being able to to provide the way that you wish you could.
Yeah, that's right. I don't feel like a man.
How does it make you feel that you don't feel like a man?
It hurts me. It hurts my soul.
It hurts your soul? Yeah.
Because I know I'm better than that.
You know you're better than that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Paolo, if I were to show you what you needed to do and you begin to apply it, 90 days come and you begin to have a consistent income, significant amount of money, about $90,000, the way that you want, and you're able to surprise people not only for their birthday but because it's Monday, you're able to do the things that you want. In fact, you make every day Christmas, just about whenever you feel like it is Christmas, and you begin to feel like that man, that provider for your family. How's that going to make you feel?
Amazing.
Describe that amazing feeling.
So satisfied, actually. Amazing. I mean, it's what I want.
It's what you want?
I want it.
And
yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you to have that?
I would say a 10.
A 10?
For sure.
So you're willing to do whatever it takes?
I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Okay, so if I show you what you need to do, what you need to invest in, what you shouldn't invest in, what you need to take action on, what you shouldn't be taking action on, are you going to listen and take action on what I tell you, or are you going to do whatever it is that you think is best?
I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to take action on you.
All right. On me.
On you.
Whoa.
I am going to take action on her. Look at her.
Shut
sexy.
Up. Anyway.
No, right. I'm going to listen to you and take action on
Well, Paolo, now that I know that you are a 10, you're willing to do whatever it takes, you're coachable, I know what you want and I know why you want it. My suggestion to you is that you go ahead and pull out your credit card and purchase this, because this right here is going to get you the lifestyle that you're looking to create with the $90,000, it's going to give you the ability to surprise people on random days and have you feel like that man that you deserve to be. Are you ready to get started?
I'm ready to get started.
Bam, that's it. So you see, what was the name of the sale? The name of the sale wasn't what I was selling. You guys don't even know what I was selling. I sold what he wanted, which was a providing man. That's what he was looking for.
I want to provide, man, for my family.
You can take anything that you sell and wrap it to what it is that they want, yes, just by those questions alone. So I hope that you wrote down those questions. I'm not doing it again. You can rewind this training, this show. If you have it on iTunes or Podomatic, you can rewind it and listen to it again. Get those questions down, man. This is how I close, you know, from a freaking $25 sale all the way to a freaking $5,000 sale. This is how I do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, no, but hey, man, I can't wait to start taking phone calls up in here, because then I would say, hey, throw an objection. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
We get to it. Look, guys, this is how you start getting a sale without looking desperate. Detach yourself from the outcome. Make pretend that you are already fulfilled. You don't need to chase anyone, but you do need to be the king and queen of follow-up. There is a fine line. We'll probably talk about what that fine line is tomorrow, you know? So I'm excited. I'm pumped up. This is the I Am a Business Show. I'm not a businessman.
I am a business man.
And we are the power couple.